Hi, I'm Matt, and I've lived in London for most of my life, the capital city of England, and also where the Queen lives, or should I say lived. You see, recently, many people in the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland were mourning the loss of our beloved Queen Elizabeth II, who reigned the longest out of any monarch in British history, beating the length of Queen Victoria's reign by over 7 years. When I went into the city centre the day after she died, it was quite a sight to behold because there was a huge queue to see where the Queen was resting. It went on for 5 miles right along the Thames all the way to Westminster. I saw people on the tube crying and holding beautiful flowers that they had brought with them to place next to her, and their mood was reflected by the typical British rainy gloom that had overcast the country. While the Queen might not have had much of an impact on the politics of the UK government, she was still the figurehead of the country, a cultural icon and a national treasure that will sorely be missed. But obviously not everybody was affected in the same way. For some people, they felt indifferent about whether Elizabeth or Charles were in power, and some even rejoiced when they heard the news. For me, I appreciate the work that she put in while she was the leader of my country, and I will fondly look back on my memory of her while she was alive. However, in terms of the way that her death changed my day-to-day life, I was more affected by the aftermath of Brexit, than the death of our monarch.